Hey, I'm Michael, back again. I think that to chart a path forward to a better future, we need to understand what and who is holding us back. And that means looking closely at the people with the most power to shape the world and asking why they aren't trying to save it. This video is going to run a bit long, so if you want to speed things up, just press and hold anywhere on the screen and you'll get 2x speed. In 2022, media theorist Douglas Rushkoff accepted a paid invitation to speak to a small group of ultra-wealthy men in the desert, not at a conference, but in a private meeting room. These weren't curious technologists, they were billionaire preppers. And they weren't looking for solutions to climate change or inequality, they wanted to know which country would be safest when civilization collapsed, how long they could live in isolation, and most disturbingly, how to make sure their private security teams wouldn't turn on them once money stopped meaning anything. Insane. Their concern wasn't preventing the collapse, it was surviving it better than the rest of us. They see the machine breaking down just like we do, but they're not lifting a finger to fix it because the machine made the breach. And in their minds, the only rational move is to build an escape hatch. This mindset, this deeply antisocial, self-insulating worldview is increasingly common among America's elite. And to understand it, we have to look at something psychologists call the dark triad: narcissism, Machiavellianism, and subclinical psychopathy. People with dark triad traits tend to exhibit a mix of manipulativeness, emotional detachment, entitlement, impulsivity, and a willingness to exploit others. These traits aren't exclusive to billionaires, but they're often rewarded at the top of a capitalist system that values domination over collaboration, extraction over stewardship. And this is where I want to introduce you to my homie, Bell Hooks. She did the most to educate me on all of this. Bell Hooks coined the term imperialist, white supremacist, capitalist patriarchy, not to be provocative, but to be precise. She argued that we can't understand domination unless we see how all these systems work together. The billionaire mindset is not just greed, it's the product of a society that worships conquest, confuses cruelty with strength, and mistakes wealth for wisdom. And this moment, this specific moment in American history, echoes something that we've seen before. In 1971, corporate lawyer Lewis Powell wrote a memo warning American business elites that democracy itself had become a threat to their power. The memo called for a long-term strategy to reassert elite control over the media, the courts, the schools, and it worked. Over the next 50 years, we've seen the steady erosion of public power and the rise of private authoritarianism. If you've ever wondered why it feels like the rich don't play by the same rules, this is why. It's inverted totalitarianism. Today's billionaires aren't just wealthy, they're preppers, they're doomsday planners. They're literally building bunkers and trying to upload their consciousness to the cloud. The elites are hiring Navy SEALs, installing biometric locks on food stores, and debating whether to flee to New Zealand or Alaska. Not because they're unaware of collapse, but because they've accepted it. Their response isn't to prevent disaster, it's to survive it better than the rest of us. But it literally does not have to be this way. We can build something better. Not just after the collapse, but now by rejecting that mindset that says we're all on our own. Imagine a world where tech and capital weren't hoarded for personal escape plans, but cooperatively owned and democratically governed. Imagine if instead of extracting wealth, we used our ingenuity to meet needs, heal harm, and reconnect. Bell Hooks believed the only way out of domination is love. Not performative love, not branding, but a fierce, grounded love, rooted in community, accountability, and a shared purpose. That sounds like a video I made the other day. And that brings me to the real counterweight to the billionaire psychology. A grounded, charismatic leader, or better yet, a movement that resists greed, not because it's naive, but because it's wise. Someone who doesn't need a jet to feel important, who knows that the future isn't something you flee to, it's something that you build with others. That's the invitation. Not just to resist the greed mindset, but to replace it with solidarity, with healing, with imagination, and with the kind of collective power that no amount of money can bunker away from. Thank you all very much for being here. See you in the comments.